relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. That's probably the best line in that song. A vision of love wearing boxing gloves. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That's Aztec Camera, little blast from the past, or as Chad calls him. Just Camera, because he's so smooth. Right, Chad?
Yeah, you know, I'm a millennial.
That's the terminology. You just got to, like, take it and just make it cool. You take the terminology and just make it your own. I like that. Camera. Camera. We're going to come up with some lingo between us. He's our new engineer, Leroy, wherever you are. I'm going to text you today. Are you bored yet? Retirement? What is this retirement thing? Seriously, we are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka, having far too much fun to be paid at the same time as well on America First on the Salem Radio Network. We have Mark Lotta joining us later. But first, your calls. But there is something I have to share with you because it's rather disturbing. There was a Bernie rally in a far, far away land where somebody called Ilhan Omar from an even more far, far, far away land went utterly insane. And we have the audio, and you must listen because this is the face of today's Democrat Party. Play cut eight.
Homeless camps should not on the side of the roads for our indigenous brothers and sisters.
Our indigenous brothers and sisters are the homeless problem. Does she mean indigent as opposed to indigenous? Is she having challenges again with the English language? And then she has problems that they don't have somewhere to live. Well, couldn't they live in your apartment, Ilhan Omar? Oh, and then she says at the end, the best part of all, we are living in the richest country in the world. I guess the Trump economy is working then. You can't have it both ways. You can't have Donald Trump, the president, destroying the economy and then being the richest country in the world. Which is it, Ilhan Omar? But it doesn't really matter because you're screaming loony. And just one more. And here we have a video. Eric, get the steam engines running. Get the video ready. This is a tweet that went viral yesterday of Joe Biden in a former existence when he was running for office. And it tells you everything you need to know about the man that the establishment wants to put at the top of the Democrat ticket. Play the Biden video. Is it just audio? Sorry. Play the audio of the Biden
video. Cut 13.
Well, I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
His memory had failed him 27 years ago? This is a problem, my friend. He had a full scholarship, top of his class, and he walked out of college with three degrees? How is that even possible? I don't care how many credits you get. You can't get 3 degrees as an undergraduate. Oh, but he got a half scholarship. He was 76th out of 85. And he got 1 degree. And forget about everything else. Forget about where he is in the class and whether he got a scholarship. What kind of individual, what kind of inveterate liar gets 1 degree like everybody else and makes a public statement when he's running for office where he says he had 3 degrees granted him? That's not chutzpah. That's not moxie. That's not mojo. It's pathological lying. And that is the man that the establishment wishes to crown with a nomination. And we'll know more tomorrow morning when we get the results of Super Thursday. Sorry, Super Tuesday. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to somebody who's calling us all the way out in Los Angeles. Line 5, Neil wants to talk to us about social media. Welcome, Neil.
Yes, hello, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Thank you for joining us.
I wanted to say that the good thing about you not working for President Donald Trump is that a guy like me can get to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. The president agrees. Having a radio show with 2 million listeners and 1 million followers on social media is a little better than being a deputy assistant in the White House. But you know, it's not too shabby to work in the West Wing. But what brings you to America First today, Neil?
Well, to ask you if the Oval Office is really a small office. No, I'm kidding,
it's not. It's not like the movies. The whole West Wing. You know how in the TV show they walk around the West Wing for half an hour and they still haven't finished the West Wing. You can walk the whole West Wing in 3 minutes. You're done. You're finished.
My gosh.
The whole thing.
Oh,
but I didn't want to disabuse you of your fantasies, but that's not the reason you called today. Ooh, allegedly, Neil.
I'm sure that's got to be the coolest 3 minutes. But anyway.
It is.
I wanted to say I'm a forever Trumper. There's never Trumper. I'm a forever Trumper.
I love that. Forever. Okay, you get a book for that. He's a forever Trumper. That's good. But that's still not the reason you rang our show, and we've got other calls to get to. Come on, Neil.
Well, I'm battling on social media, mostly on Facebook, and I believe that I'm being blocked from getting followers because of my conservative views. Because I don't know. I don't know why I get it, but I also know social media is tricky. I'm learning about it. You know, you can't get into other people's feeds because there might be people you're talking to, but they're not followers or you're not even friended with them.
Right.
You know, and that creates a problem too. So I'm looking for ways to stay out of continual spats, you know, and sometimes it gets...
Well, look, there's a phrase that I learned from Twitter. I don't find Facebook of a problem right now. I've got, 90,000 followers on my personal account. Then we've got the show account. And it's all, I'll have one idiot a week maybe that I have to block. Now, Twitter's different. I blocked 17,000 morons. And that's because there's a phrase from Twitter. Don't feed the trolls. And Neil, just don't engage. If there's an idiot on your feed or somebody said something about you, just don't feed them, ignore them, and move on, because it is crucial that all of us are out there on social media. God bless you. Keep doing what you do and stay on the line, because I love the Forever Trump line. You get a copy of The War for America's Soul. Ken in Arizona has been waiting for an hour. Ken, line two, welcome back.
Hi, Sebastian, again. First of all, your enthusiasm is contagious.
Thank you.
Carry on with that.
I think, you know, I don't want to get my other knee drilled, but I think it might have something to do with that. I'm fighting back the pain. I'm fighting back the pain with humor, but I appreciate that, Ken.
Well, I just wanted to say, as I look around the field of the people who, the man who is president and the ones that are running, whoever wins, they'll have their finger on the nuclear trigger, and the only man I trust with that power right now is President Trump, not Biden, not Bloomberg, and not Bernie.
Yeah, that is a scary. I mean, I don't scare easily, but that's a scary thought. Let me channel my good friend who was at CPAC this weekend, and we had book signing events next to each other. I had my book signing event, and then she had hers. And it's the wonderful former national security advisor for President Trump, and that's Katie McFarlane. Brand new book out called Revolution. Get it? She's a champ. She's a warrior. And she said the following to me, Ken. She said, I mean, coronavirus? Guess who you want running the country if this thing gets really bad? You don't want a politician. You want a guy like Donald Trump, the president, a man who's lived in the real world for 73 years, who's been a pragmatist, who's gotten things done in business like nobody else for 50 years. That's who you want, making decisions, who understands threat analysis, and who is results-oriented. Ken, stay on the line. You're absolutely right. We can't let those crazies and Mini Mike get their finger on the button.
With more journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network, Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, indeed. The video cut. Oh, by the way, Shad, this new eager chappy we have running the board, he's got a good memory. Didn't I better call it yesterday in the final hour? He said, Warren's going to drop out by tomorrow. And I said, if she does, I'll give you three copies of my books, all three books signed and dedicated to you. Is she still in the race? I think she is. I think Pocahontas is still in the race. So, buddy, do I get anything if I win? Chad, what was my prize if I win?
See, that was the tactical mistake. You didn't make a counter offer.
Oh my god!
He has to give you three of his books. How about that? Signed and dedicated to you.
Yeah. Okay. That means he has to write them. Okay. Chad, your job next time. You have to make the counter bid. The counter bid is up to our new engineer, Shad. But well remembered. I completely forgot that. Why? Because things are moving so fast. Life is moving at the speed of Trump. That's a phrase I came up with in the White House, moving at the speed of Trump. Thank you very much. And one last thing that I do want to play to you before we go to your calls. Mark, Tom, don't go anywhere. Is the video cut that is going viral. It is quite stunning. I don't think I've seen anything quite like it. This is the husband of the district attorney of Los Angeles County, who, a Black Lives Matter activist, rings his doorbell. I mean, not exactly an offensive act, but rings the doorbell of the LA County DA, and the DA's husband, David Lacey, comes to the door with a gun, with his finger clearly on the trigger, and then says the following. Play video.
Right now, get off.
Good morning.
Get off of
Are
my
you
porch.
Shoot me?
I will shoot you. Get off of my porch.
Can you tell Jackie Lacey that we're here?
I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Get off of my porch.
We will get off your
right
porch.
Now.
Can you tell
we're
me?
Calling the police right
Good.
Now.
Good.
And while he's doing that, he's gesticulating, pointing the gun at this woman, Melina Abdullah of Black Lives Matter, with his finger on the trigger in L.A. County. In L.A. County, surely that's got to be a crime. I don't care if you're on your own porch. It's brandishing a weapon. That's a crime. But, well, you know, it's the husband of the district attorney for L.A. County, Jackie Lacey. They do pick real peaches, don't they? Let's go to your calls. Let's go to somebody who's been waiting a long, long time. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey, who has something he'd like to say to us. Mark, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It was reported yesterday that an illegal criminal alien, doctor, in the sanctuary, the Democrat sanctuary city of Chicago, that they refused to hand over to ICE. This criminal raped an innocent 3-year-old girl in a McDonald's bathroom. And I would like to know if any reporter plans to ask the Democrat candidates for president if they are proud of their sanctuary city policies that allowed the rape of a 3-year-old child and the murders and assaults of other innocent American men, women, and children because of the Democrats deliberately releasing these criminals into our towns and cities.
This is incredibly important, Mark. So let's share the details with those who aren't familiar with what happened in Cook County. So it's a Mexican immigrant. I mean, he looks like a thug. If you look at his mugshot, he looks like a nasty piece of work. His name is Christopher Puente, 34. And in his arraignment hearing, he is accused of raping a 3-year-old child, a girl, in a McDonald's bathroom as she cried, "Daddy, Daddy," and he proceeded to cover her mouth with his hand. What do you need to know about Christopher Puente? This illegal immigrant was released by Chicago authorities despite the federal authorities, ICE, requesting that they have a detainer on this individual who was a felon already before this occurred. And this is shocking enough. This is outrageous enough. But here's what you're talking about, Mark. In just the last calendar year, this one county, Cook County, which includes Chicago, has denied more than 1,000 ICE detainer requests. I can't begin to quantify the carnage, the suffering, the eternal trauma caused by the fact that the Democrat Party and its representatives that are running Cook County in Chicago are protecting illegal immigrants. Are you, you're in New Jersey, right, Mark?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah. This is the test, because as you said, they will not ask this. This won't be a debate question for Bloomberg. This won't be a debate question for any of them. And this is who they are. Instead of protecting Americans, they wish to protect illegal aliens because they think the more they let into the country, the more they create their new voting base. God bless you, Mark, for waking us up. Yes.
One more thing.
Yes. Yes.
This proves there are no moderates.
Yes.
All the Democrat candidates support this. Yeah. This criminal insanity.
Yeah.
This is like terrorism.
No, it is. It is. It is terrorizing our population, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Thanks to you, Mark. I'm going to retweet this story. The Daily Mail has a long expose, and I'm going to say this is the Democrat Party. There are
God bless you.
God bless you, Mark. There are no Democrats left, and I can hear the emotion in your voice, Mark. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your patience. That's the sad reality, and that's why we have to win, guys. What are you doing to make sure we win? What are you doing wherever you are? 244 days. Look yourself in the mirror. What are you doing to make sure the president wins re-election? Let's go to our next call. Let's go to Tom in Atlanta, line 3. Welcome, Tom.
Wow, Sebastian. I just I don't know how to follow up that call except to say that let's win the popular vote, too.
Yes. Yeah. Now,
let's encourage all the blue staters that are on our side to get out, keep the faith, as your guest said a week ago, along with you, and keep the faith by, even if the state doesn't win, the psychological win of a popular vote win would be very important.
Yeah, it's not essential, but it could be psychologically very important, and I think it could lead to the rededication of our country. And that was Mark Lauder in studio. Thank you, Tom. Absolutely. You've got to keep the faith. Why, America? Because Donald J. Trump, our president, has kept faith with you and with our republic. It's the least that we can do for him after everything that he's been put through. So let's keep the faith. And one last thing, and it's about faith as well. If you want to have the trip of a lifetime, join us to our visit to the Holy Land. Later this year, December 2nd to the 11th, our Stand with Israel 2020 tour. Join us, Mike Lindell. I'm going to be there. We're going to have the trip of a lifetime. Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee, you name it. Go to sebgorka.com right now, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click and register for an amazing, amazing journey. Back with Mark Lauder himself from the Trump 2020 campaign here with America First and me, Sebastian Gorka. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Until that individual gets one of his radio shows back, he is the inestimable Mark Lauder. What a set of pipes. He is the director of strategic communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, usually in studio, but a little bird tells me that he's on his way to a TV show. Is it true, Mark Lauder, that you're going to be on the premiere of our buddy Spicy Sean Spicy TV?
Yes, I'll be on there later tonight, Spicer and Company on Newsmax.
Very, very exciting. Will you say hi to Sean from everybody here at America First?
I absolutely will.
All right, so we have so much to discuss, and I thank you for joining us today here on America First. But what I just did a long interview for a German TV company that's kind of puzzled by, you know, primaries and what's going on with the Democrat Party. And I just summarized it thusly. The Democrat Party is being strangely undemocratic. And we have a cut from the man who is known now and for the rest of his life, and maybe for the rest of history, as Mini Mike, especially after the president's hilarious CPAC speech just a few days ago. It's a little noisy. It's an interview. It's a press conference about what to expect at the DNC convention. Mini Mike Bloomberg, cut one.
Do you want a contested convention?
Well, I don't think that I can win any other ways. But contested convention is a democratic process.
I'm not sure how that works, but the fact is we have a popular candidate. I'm not a fan of his. He's a socialist. And it looks like they want to steal the candidacy from him again, Mark Lauder.
It's deja vu. I mean, the Bernie bros have got to be asking themselves if they've gone back in time with a flux capacitor to 2016, because here we go again, where the Democrat Party, and it is not Democratic, it's Democrat Party, is trying to overturn the will of the voters, at least as it looks like right now, and take the nomination from him.
What is the name of that professor from Back to the Future? I mean, Bernie has a certain resemblance, and maybe he's going to need that DeLorean car. So what is your expectation? What is the campaign's expectation? Is this now pretty solidly going to be a contested convention for the DNC?
Well, it's looking more and more like it. We'll know more tomorrow and however long it takes California to count their votes. But, you know, there's a wide expectation that Bernie will continue to be the leader after Super Tuesday. He'll have the most delegates. The only question really is going to be, will he have enough delegates that no one else can catch him? And then secondly, will he have enough delegates eventually to get the nomination on the first ballot? Or do we run the risk again of having the Democrats conspire in their back rooms and take it from him.
Well, let's look at how touchy a subject this is becoming from none other than Donna Brazile. Just a few moments ago on Fox TV, this is the woman who got caught passing the questions in advance during a debate to Hillary Clinton, who doesn't like to be asked as to whether there's going to be a brokered convention in the Democrats. Let's listen to none other than Donna Brazile today. Cut two.
For people to use Russian talking points to sow division among Americans, that is stupid. So, Ronna, go to hell. This is not about... No, go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed. We're not trying to prevent anyone from becoming the nominee. If you have the delegates and win, you will win. This notion that somehow or another Democrats are out there trying to put hurdles or roadblocks before one candidate, that's stupid.
So Ronald McDaniel can't ask if there's going to be a brokered convention, because otherwise Donna Brazile is going to tell her to go to hell. Mark, they seem to be a little oversensitive, don't they?
Well, very much so. And you have to ask him. And look, I know Donna, and you know, I have a lot of respect for Donna, but come on. This is a party that changed their debate rules to allow Mike Bloomberg on the debate stage in Nevada and South Carolina, and he wasn't even on the ballot in any of those states. So clearly they are doing everything they can to try to keep this nomination from Bernie Sanders. And we'll see if Bernie gets enough delegates to win this on the first ballot, or if this will be put up to an open, you know, a brokered convention. But to say that the Democrats aren't doing anything is, that just is laughable in the face of the evidence.
I'm just going to quote the good bard Will Shakespeare. The lady doth protest too much. We're talking to Mr. Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Follow him right now on Twitter, Mark with a C underscore Lotter, Lotter. And go right now. Join the Trump team officially. Go to DonaldJTrump.com and become part of the team that's making America great again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Our number is 833-334-6752. We will be back with Mark in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain, if you suffer from daily aches, let me give you an alternative to those synthetic store-bought over-the-counter painkillers, or even those prescription painkillers and those noxious, smelly salves and ointments. Relief Factor is none of those things. It's natural, it doesn't smell to high heaven, and it works with no, and I mean zero, negative side effects. I've had my knee surgery. I'm on triple packets of Relief Factor, and it is working wonders. Why? Because it doesn't smother the pain receptors like conventional painkillers. It doesn't hide the pain. It attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation, and that's what you want. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, you may be liberated from your daily pain. You deserve it. Be the next success story. I guarantee you, if you take the three-week quick starter pack every morning and evening, as do I, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Order it today. Like the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Mark Lauder after these messages.
Since the start of the outbreak, my administration has taken the most aggressive action in history to protect our citizens, including closing our borders very early, a lot earlier than people wanted us to do. And that turned out to be a good decision. I ordered sweeping travel restrictions, increased travel advisory levels, established screening measures, and imposed historic quarantines. The coronavirus shows the importance of bringing manufacturing back to America so that we are producing at home the medicines and equipment and everything else that we need to protect the public's health.
That is the president, of course, reacting, managing the coronavirus here in the United States. We have on the line the head of strategic communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, Mark Lauder. In the last few days, Mark, We've seen some things that, look, you're an old hand at this. You were the vice president's press secretary. You've worked in politics for a long time. You've worked in media. But just think about the last few days. We've had Bill Maher say the president's going to invoke martial law. We've had Saturday Night Live joke about the need to assassinate the president. And then we have Scott Pelley, of all people, shockingly committing an act of, what does Rush call it, committing an act of random journalism by telling Mayor Bloomberg that, no, it's not the president calling the coronavirus a hoax. It's the left's exploitation of that virus of political ends that is the hoax. But Bloomberg says, no, I'm going to stick by what I'm saying. This is a level of cynicism that I find hard to believe, and I need to know from you, because you're traveling the country with the campaign. Are the American people, Mark, seeing through this outrageous political exploitation?
I think they do. And to add to your point, I mean, when Facebook actually has to flag these stories as being fake and misinformation, I mean, that tells you when Silicon Valley even has to act to say that this is not true, you know that they have overstepped their bounds, because they know that this is not about politics. The president was not talking about the virus being a hoax. He was talking about, obviously, the Democrats and the media working together to try to create that narrative, and it just wasn't true. And you can see, you saw the vice president standing in the White House briefing room with the head of the CDC, with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, answering questions from the White House media corps, reassuring the American people that you should go out and live your life. The risk to the average American is very low from this, and the government is responding accordingly. They're taking the necessary steps to make sure that everyone is protected and that the information gets out there.
Well, while we've got you on the line, I just want to be very clear. So I want our listeners across the country, more than 2 million listeners, 1 million followers on social media. To date, outside of China, there have been only 172 deaths in the world. In the United States, 6, and 4 of them are associated with the same nursing facility in Washington State. So let's be clear here about the magnitude or the lack of magnitude of the threat to the United States and how this is something that should not be politicized. Let's stay with what's going on with your campaign, with the president's re-election campaign. Mark, we're hearing some amazing stories, and I'd like you to verify these for me, that at these rallies, it's hard to keep up with the number of rallies the president is going to and hosting, that you are seeing a record number of not only people who've never voted before, but also, aren't you seeing a lot of former Democrats come to these rallies?
Absolutely. And it ranges anywhere from 20 to 30%, depending on where we are. But it shows how the president is growing this party. When you have a quarter of the people who are signing up for tickets who are registered Democrats, and it matches what I'm hearing when I'm out traveling the country. I have people coming up to me all the time, and they say that they have voted Democrat in the past. They may not have even voted for President Trump in 2016, but they like what they're seeing from an economic standpoint, from our strong standing on the world stage. And then they look onto the other side and they say, I don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore. Yeah, they have gone so far to the radical extreme. There is no such thing as a moderate running on the Democrat ticket. And they're like, I want to keep going what we've got going. I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah. Also, the other thing that I'm curious to get your feedback on. So at CPAC this weekend, it was such a heterogeneous gathering, 15,000 conservatives of all ilk, from, you know, paleo cons to libertarians, but every color under the sun. The president, who's meant to be this racist, this white supremacist, has just nominated the first ever African-American service chief, a general to lead the Air Force. What are you seeing in terms of the variety of Americans, different socioeconomic and ethnic backgrounds, coming to support the president?
I think we're starting to see the tidewater breaking, and that people realize that it is okay, despite the fact that you are supposed to be pigeonholed into a political party based on your background, your gender, your ethnicity, that it's okay to come out to support this president because you see the benefits and him delivering on the promises in your household, in your community, in your neighborhood. And that's why more and more people, I believe, are choosing to walk away from the Democrat Party. And that's why they're getting more and more desperate, because they see that whether it is with Black Americans or Hispanic and Latino Americans or labor union members, to name a few, that he is breaking their coalitions apart one by one with results.
No, absolutely. I think in 16 we changed the political playbook, and now you and your team on the campaign, Brad, everybody else, Katrina, who was here in the studio yesterday, American politics will never be the same again. And if we get Black Americans off the Democrat plantation, well, the sky's the limit. God bless you, Mark. See you soon in studio. And say hi to Sean today, will you?
I'll do so. Thanks, Ed.
All right, guys, follow this man, Mark, with a C, underscore Lotter, L-O-T-T-E-R, and go right now. Fabulous swag. You can register there, get information on all the campaign events, become an official member of Team Trump, of what I like to call the MAGA team, when you go to DonaldJTrump.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Of course, wherever we are, but especially now that we are back in studio after our little sojourn to CPAC, we are always broadcasting from the Relief Factor .com studios. I am such an advocate of this product. Why? Because what Pete and Seth Talbot, the fabulous father and son team behind Relief Factor, have done is really bring relief to tens of thousands of Americans. You don't need to take my word for it. You can see their own stories recorded on video at relieffactor.com. Incredible testimonials. There was the Marine that wrote that heartfelt letter to my colleague Mike Gallagher, who was taking a fistful of regular painkillers every single day to ease the pain, and now he takes none of them, just that morning little four capsules of Relief Factor. That's natural, isn't going to hurt your intestines, isn't going to burn you out. It is going to affect pain relief by tackling the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. When I started this show, I was still suffering with a 9-year-old, almost a decades-old lower back pain problem. I took Relief Factor, and within 2 weeks, I had no pain. And that's 14 months later, and I'm still pain-free. You could be that next success story. There's a reason that my incredible colleagues here at Salem, people with such reputations as Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder, all stand by this product as wholeheartedly as do I. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Let me give you those figures again, just so that you have the facts when others are getting hysterical. Outside of China, when it comes to coronavirus, there have been 172 deaths. There have been 6 in the United States, 4 of them from the same nursing facility in Washington, 4 from the same nursing facility. So it's important to get perspective. My friends, I need to mention this because I am so very excited, and I want you to be with me when we go on our Stand With Israel 2020 tour. The first 20 people who sign up are going to have a special event exclusively with me and Mike Lindell. And then when you come on this 10-day journey, December 2nd to the 11th this year, we're going to have the time of our lives. We're going to visit more than 40 different historical, cultural, and religious sites, including the ancient city of Jerusalem. We're going to visit the Sea of Galilee. And all throughout this, we will be sharing experiences for a lifetime. So go right now to sebgorka.com. Don't hesitate. Do it now. Join me on the trip of a lifetime. That's sebgorka.com. Especially if you've never been. I've been to the Holy Land. If you've never been to the Holy Land, you can say to yourself, at least I walked where our Savior walked, because that's what we're going to do. How incredible is that? SebGorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com, and then click on the Stand with Israel 2020 banner. Apply, join today, and the first 20 people have an exclusive event with me and Mike Lindell, who will be coming with us to Israel. Lastly, I had so much fun yesterday with this clip. It's from the president's speech at CPAC, which you need to see the whole speech if you haven't. It's up on my social media feeds, Twitter and Facebook. But here's just a little minute of the president of the United States being Donald Trump and talking about what he does to keep us safe. This is President Donald J. Trump from CPAC last Saturday. Play cut.
Soleimani was the, they call him the father of the roadside bomb. He thought it was great. Oh, the great bomb. And, you know, he thought it was great. It kept getting bigger and more sophisticated. One young man, he said, my last day, it was my last day in Afghanistan. And they had the mine detectors. And he said, I trusted this man with my life. He was the best. I've never seen anything like it. He could detect those. We felt so safe. But unfortunately, his last day, they made him out of plastic so you couldn't detect him. And it went off, killed the man who's the detector, and badly, badly injured a lot of people. And he was one of them. And he said, think of it, sir. I said, why did it go off? He said, because they made it out of plastic, and the plastic doesn't get detected by the metal detector. And that was the last day, and he lost his legs. But we took that son of a bitch out, didn't we? Huh?